Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.
Alrighty, folks. You know, we have a professional amongst us. So, Mindy, John, I hate to tell you this myself. We don't do voices, radio. We don't have a background in that. This podcasting is kind of like radio. I'm leaving. We have a guest here that's the professional times a million. I'm done. I'm leaving. See you.
He can take over.
Take over. We're done. Just say
hello. Joe, you didn't introduce
me. Joe, you didn't introduce me.
That's what I'm saying. You're going to take over and introduce yourself. I'm out of here.
All right, under many different names, Rusty Fender, 27 years, 18 radio stations, 6 TV stations, Shadow Steel, Saturday Night Live with the Oldies, 32 years, NASA, Goddard, Greenbelt, Maryland, one of the scientists in charge of the 2050 Moon to Mars project and 2032 Da Vinci Venus space probe, plus construction engineering inspector for PennDOT Philadelphia, where I drive 4 hours a day. Every day during the week.
Wow.
Shadow Steel.
How old are you?
He did all that in like 20
seconds. John, it's radio. You gotta get it out there before it runs out. Rusty Fender, Shadow Steel was James West.
Are
Dale.
You not gonna go by the real one?
No.
The real name?
No.
No.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Nobody knows who I am. And nobody knows that Rusty Fender and Shadow Steel are the same guy for 40 years. It's like, come on, Joe.
That's amazing. It's almost like you're Batman.
Yeah.
Like, you've got this
or
persona.
Or Superman, except there's no phone boots anymore, so I can't change anything.
Right,
You know, but it's great to see you guys. John, always a pleasure. Mindy, haven't seen you in forever.
I know. It's so good to see
you
again.
And Joe, I see him far too much.
No, so it's like, we really don't, though, right?
No, we really don't. Last time you texted me on Super Bowl Sunday, and I was installing a 220-volt dryer connection for Barbara at home for her new GE
Not watching
dryer.
The Super Bowl?
No, are you kidding?
Rusty,
Joe, take it from there.
Rusty is a version of me only times 1,000.
Wow.
Hey, don't threaten me, pal. I have to have my lawyer
you
listen to this.
You guys are like the same person, except for he's an aerospace engineer.
But he knows what I'm talking about when I talk about the new planetary exploration, the whole deal.
Wait, why are you so impressed by
I'm just saying meteorologist versus...
That's what I say, Mindy, but he'll take umbrage to that.
Yeah. Okay.
I do the physical sciences, you do the physics.
That's true. See, I could really be insulting and say that I've been in this business long enough when a guy like Joe was just... a weatherman.
Oh, that's right.
And that aggravates Joe as much as people that I've done all this stuff would say, Shadow Steel, isn't that just like a DJ? It's the same relationship.
Whatever.
It's like.
What we're going to try to do in this podcast is get him to shut up. Okay?
We want to hear more.
No, we want to bring him on here to talk. And now you're telling him you're going to shut up.
You guys
he's
would
just
be here.
A special
Mindy,
guest
thank you,
to
Mindy.
You're a guest to answer the questions when it's your turn.
I want to talk about me. I don't want to ask you questions. But Mindy, let's talk. What's going on?
Well, you've got a fascinating life.
Yes, I did.
I think it's
so interesting. But the most fascinating thing, I want to thank Sean Dunn in this room who sets this up, Julie Eisenman, the president of this joint, for having our documentaries, our last Telly Award-winning documentary on WNEP.com, WNEP.plus, Rocky Glen Park, One Last Look. More coming out on The Woodlands, the Muhammad Ali local tie, the Laurel Line linking Scranton and Wilkes-Barre passenger service with Rocky Glen, and a bunch of other documentaries. Another thing like the Rusty Fender deal that started as a hobby and turned into a full-time career, and we don't charge for these shows. So when we send the four-hour Woodlands History of the Treadway to Sean Dunn, I know that's going to be packed with Ray Moore and Flanagan ads. So let me tell you, you people are going to pay your salary, Mindy.
That's right.
Pay your salary, honey.
It's all that's all,
what it's all about.
It's all about.
So
exactly.
I'm glad you got all that in.
Go ahead, Joe.
Because that's a WNEP thing, too.
It's exclusive. That's exactly right. We partnered with WNEP, and why not go with the number one operation?
I agree.
So before we start
you're a busy guy.
Yeah. I know.
Tell everyone how old you are.
I'll be 70 in 18 months.
And you're doing all this.
Oh, wait, no.
Why does
you're 68.
Joe think that this is so funny? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, don't call me on Super Bowl Sunday night because I'm not going to take the call.
Because we're different from the rest of the world. Most people hide their age.
Oh, no, I want to say that I work 7 days a week, drive 4 hours a day to Philadelphia. I'm doing 70. The people at PennDOT tell me we can't get people to work 4 hours a day. And I
half
drive
your
at
age,
three
probably.
A third of my age.
Yeah.
Exactly, John. Yeah. It's like, That's why,
but
Joe.
But why don't you say you're 68 and a half? Why do you say you're going to be
Because that's goofy, 68 and a half. It's like having an anniversary of a big event and saying, well, this is the 8th and a half anniversary of 9/11. That's stupid, Joe. That's what you do in weather and cloud shelves.
Shelf cloud, you mean.
Well, same thing.
Here's what we're going to do before we answer the questions. You have to keep this
yes, sir.
Quick, but we're all curious. We were talking before this.
I did the intro in 20 seconds. I am keeping
it quick. No, that was quick, quick.
Okay.
Why did you, and what was it like visiting the Clarks? Is this top secret, or is there something
yes.
you know about this?
Yes.
So, Tom and Noreen Clark,
Tom and
Noreen, retired here.
That's correct.
2017, 18, around there.
That last summer, we met in Seattle.
Why?
Well, hold on. Because they've been friends forever.
Okay.
Okay, and for the first time ever, this is a great tie-in. Thanks, Joe. You didn't know you were going to do this. For the first time ever, a non-employee of the Cascade Region Engineering Division was allowed, myself and Barbara, to tour the Grand Coulee Dam, which generates power for 6 Northwest states. We had such security. We had people with Uzis walking with us to do that. It took 3 years to set up, John. This was not a one phone call
and
deal.
You were invited there. Why, though?
Well, we're being with NASA and being with PennDOT, it's like a Department of Transportation type of deal. So I had credentials, had to get checked out by Homeland Security, by the FBI, the whole deal. And we were invited just to check out the power grid and the whole deal. And we knew that we were going to be close to Seattle. Actually, we stayed in Seattle. And we visited Tom and Noreen, who have nothing but great things to say about this station and everybody here. You people have all worked with them.
We love them.
We love miss it. Them. Yeah.
Their daughter, Kristen, who I know forever, left KOMO, I think, K-O-M-O, yeah, Channel 4, I think, in Seattle. And she started her own healthcare business, which is the best thing you could ever possibly do in this time. Healthcare,
especially at your age.
Well, yeah, 70 years old in 18 months. So it's like, no. So I'm all about you killing me. All about healthcare at this time because I'm going to be coming up on it. However, they're having a great time. They bought a beautiful home, which is only about 10 minutes from the Canadian border. So they're way,
yeah,
way
but I saw,
more
but
way.
But what I'm getting too
more,
nosy, yep. I saw pictures.
Yep.
And is that the Pacific Ocean out of their window?
That's the bay.
But this is like multi-million dollar. Who's living like this?
Well, didn't he used
Joe,
to
you
the
live like this. Joe, you live like this. Who's living like this? Joe, what's it like, Joe? You're living like this.
Did the Clarks hit the lottery or what's happening? It looks like lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Listen to me.
From these
listen
pictures
to me. Listen to me. Forgive me for saying this.
Okay.
All you guys were hired when in a hole, much like myself, making 6 figures, doing traffic, which is now a farmed out part time minimum wage job.
Okay.
We all made big money in a different era. And I assume that they invested everything wisely, have a beautiful estate.
Okay.
They have a helipad in the back. Now, that was left.
I didn't even know that part.
No, Mindy.
Look at John laughing.
Mindy, that was left over from the previous owner.
But
they
were a house with a helipad in the back.
A helipad, and Tom has his weather center set up on the shore.
Oh my gosh.
Had dinner at the 6-7 Club, which is an exclusive club in Seattle. Kristen joined us. She was still at Como doing morning weather. She was on the morning weather. She was still there at that time and just had a great time. We're going to go back probably next year to see them again.
They're the best.
They are. And that was a move and a half, 3,000 miles. I mean, that was no,
yes,
you know.
Yes, yes.
So from what I understand, Kristen told me that the job with this, and I can't think it starts with an A, but this new healthcare business was supposed to be moving or starting. The startup was in Houston. So Tom and Noreen were getting ready to move eventually to Houston to follow her.
Whoa.
But I guess they had like a local franchise in that area for the Pacific North, or for Seattle, Spokane, Tacoma, in that area.
They're staying.
And, yes. And then her husband has like multi-dental practices in that area, so it's tough for him to just up and leave. So she really turned out, you know, a really, you know, she made lemonade out of lemons by having the geographic area stay right where she's based.
Great. So
next to the helipad.
Next to the helipad.
What an awesome
which is not
update,
used from the previous owner, Mindy.
I forgot about the helipad.
Yeah. Tom and Noreen are among our favorite people.
And they are so
and
nice.
So they love it. They monitor the station. They watch it on WNEP.com.
Oh,
they watch the newscast.
Good.
Absolutely. No,
they're going to listen to you talk about them.
They are. Absolutely.
To this
absolutely.
I want them to do just cameos or something. They need to be back on our news.
We need the Clarks.
They don't, you know, they a lot of interest when they left, of course, from that Heritage run. And they don't really post a lot. They post a lot about the area, which is something to post about.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful.
You're looking across, you know, the Pacific Ocean at the Canadian border. I mean, that is one.
The pictures are amazing.
Yeah.
Big French doors. Helipad.
Incredible.
Think of the Clarks, though. They were institutions here, and they're not in it for the glory. You know, nowadays everyone would be all over social media. Even after you retire, you'd still be looking for your fandom in Northeastern PA. Tom and
John,
what did I
say? A different era we all worked in. Yes. Now it's totally 180
completely
degrees change.
Yep.
It's changed very quickly.
Oh, my gosh. It changed in the last 10 years or so. You know, when we all got walked out of KRZ and they started farming out, you know, when they started getting rid of the person from 9 in the morning till noon and noon until 3 all across the chain of 500 stations and getting Ryan Seacrest to do the whole afternoon with his syndicated morning bits from Kiss FM in Los Angeles. Who would think that would work? But these companies see the bottom line saying, hey, you know what? We got 2 full-time on-air personalities at every station of our 500 stations. Look at the tens of million dollars that they save by putting Ryan Seacrest on. Nights are now syndicated on many stations. The mornings, of course, and the afternoon drive will always be local, much like you folks. But the day when it's mainly 2 and there's, you know.
But do people yearn for that local touch anymore? Or is it just gone now?
You folks would know a lot more about that answer than me.
I don't know.
You know what? They told us in radio, and I've been in radio 52 years. They told us in radio that people just want to hear a voice on the radio. And they don't care if it's coming from Dallas, Texas, or coming from Dallas, Pennsylvania. And you know what? The more they drive that into your savvy, you know, into your psyche, the more you think about, do people really listen to what Ryan Seacrest? Do people know that this is his recycled morning bit from 3 hours ago in Los Angeles?
It's cold. It's sterile.
And it's supposed to be sterile. But you know, you can't get a lot of people, you know, other than myself on the oldie show, to talk to Michael Jackson or things in the day where he has all these A-line guests. You know, being in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
you did that though.
I did that. But you know, Jessica Simpson just happened to stop by. Jessica, come on and talk about your, you know, you can do that in Los Angeles. It's tough to do that in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You know.
Speaking of sterile, you don't have any kids, do you?
Or
do
I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, thank the Lord. I got enough problems.
I didn't know.
Not by my first marriage or by my second marriage. And Barbara has 3 daughters who have daughters who are almost old enough to have daughters. So no children for me. I know how it's done. I've seen it in the movies. It just wasn't for me. And me being an only child kind of heightened that as well. It's like, you know, I never had to wait for the bathroom. I always had whatever I wanted. Brand new bike, top of the line. Not that I was greedy. Well, a little bit. But it's like, you know, that's the way it worked.
You're bragging a little bit.
But no, I'm not bragging. But the deal was back in those days when I was born. You know, now you have kids when you're in your 60s. My folks had me when they were both 41 and 42.
Oh, wow. Unusual.
You didn't do that back in 1956 when I was born. So that was a big risk. So that's why the only child syndrome, Joe, came about.
Before we get to the questions, you were talking about the Clarks. I have one question for you because you have deep knowledge about this.
I do.
Tom Clark and I had this in common. Both of our wives push us around. Why is that?
Probably because you let them.
Oh.
It's a good answer.
I'm going to throw John Mindy Meyer in the batch,
I think that's
too.
A good answer.
Don't throw me. Rennie does not push.
John Meyer is like, he's like the Beaver. He's like the Leave It to Beaver, the joint.
Yeah, he's like the great.
He is.
But let me tell you, outside, he puts on his black leather boots and riding crop, and he's the master.
Are you serious?
Oh, absolutely.
Do you have evidence on this?
Oh, no. I'm not going to show you the video. But it's like, he's the guy
that you think
is being pushed around. John's got everybody under his thumb because the fingerprint
this.
Is all over Randy. Let me tell you. John, am I right or not? You're
no
the,
comment.
John,
no
you're
comment.
The master of the house, pal. Okay, you're going
to
deny it.
Answer that.
I know. Could you imagine?
He's afraid to answer that question.
He just negated my question by not answering. You should have said, yes, I am the man of the house, and people will do exactly what I want to do at home.
That proves my point.
Comment.
All right, folks.
Talking to Mindy again. Go ahead, Mindy.
If you got questions, get them to brownbag@wnep.com. Brownbag@wnep.com. They're in there. It's Should a big deal. Rusty, you're going to pick the first one.
Guests go first.
Okay, guests
sure.
go first. Thanks,
I thought you would dig deeper. Why did you just pluck off the top?
Because
like
these are the fresh ones. I want the, like.
No, I mixed them up.
No, when you go to the store. Oh, really? Yeah, when you go to the store, everybody goes to the last loaf of bread.
Yeah.
But people don't know. They don't rotate anymore. So the fresh ones on the front because people are too lazy.
Why don't they rotate?
People are too lazy.
Because they're too lazy. Here we go.
No, are you uncomfortable? You don't know what this question is going to be? Because if you are, you can just hit that.
I'm not. Are you kidding me? Hide the bell. I'm not uncomfortable. You can ask me anything I want. I really don't care at this age. 70 years age. At 70 years of age and 18 months, I couldn't care less. Exactly. So, hi, morning crew, and Sean. Sean, that's great.
Over there.
Yeah.
I just listened to the Deathbed Puzzles episode, and you mentioned Sean's job and understanding what he does. Oh, I can probably answer this. It made me wonder what the changes in technology and social media are there, or more or less jobs at WNEP now than 30 years ago. Want me to answer this question?
Yeah. If you want.
Sean, first of all, who is very instrumental in getting all of our television programs on here. Sean is the director of digital operations. So, boy, I tell you, I can speak for all you people. I know more about you people than you know about yourself.
Probably.
So, Sean, probably. So, at 70 years of age, John, in 18 months. But Sean is the director of digital operations. So, as we go any more to this new digital society, I got to tell you that, you know, and don't take this the wrong way, but the days of my generation and probably yours, maybe not yours, you're 9 years younger than I am. The days of running home at 6:30 in the evening Eastern time and watching World News Tonight with David Muir, they're kind of waning. You get your news from the digital age on the phone, especially I get 1,000 texts a day from WNEP.com with anything breaking, fire in school, Kill County, traffic accident has
so
Route
what's
61.
The future?
The future is I think technology is going to get a lot faster. It's good right now. This goes back to your question. I'm going to answer a question with a question, which you normally don't do.
Which one? Why my wife pushing you around?
No. We already established. John won't go into that. John, you're
moving on.
John, you're a coward, but I love you like a brother, pal. But it's like Joe, and this is the rhetorical question: is there a big need for local?
Oh,
that's a great question.
Is there? If there isn't, why isn't there? That's a deeper question.
Well,
why wouldn't
and again,
people...
Joe, that goes back to the Ryan Seacrest thing. Do people just want a voice on the TV, a voice on the air, a personality on the air, or do they really care that this is coming from Montage Mountain Road in Music or coming from Dallas, Texas?
Do you want to hear my theory on this?
Oh, here we go.
I don't know if
this
is true, but this is
morning
in my, this is probably just rationalizing in my head, but this is what I believe, especially for our show in the morning. I could be wrong. People can get their news anywhere. As you said, you get 1,000 texts a day. That's so annoying from WNEP.com. No, I'm just kidding. I have the app, too. I get all those texts.
Glad you said that, Mindy.
I appreciate the updates every day. But I think that you can get your news anywhere. You can get it online. You can get all these different avenues. However, you only get your local people on your local channel. And so many people, I think, are attached to those local people. And in some places, they move a lot. But here, we've had a lot of stability for the most part.
Just in this area alone, in this area, other than working in New York City for 28 years, but I still came home here every weekend to do Saturday Night Live at the Oldies. However, the other stations in this area, one newscast doesn't even come from here. It comes from South Bend, Indiana. Do people care about that? Not really. However, the other stations, Mindy, 100%, they have a revolving door. You don't get a chance to know the name of the reporter before they're saying, hey, just got this brand new job at KMOX in St. Louis. Bye-bye, everybody. Who was that? Who? It was a flash of light. They are smart here by keeping the heritage textbook personalities for whatever it costs, whatever the gains or the losses are, on the air in this area. That really helps. Where else can you go to see a guy that's 60 years old, leaping around in his underwear in the snowstorm at 4:30 in the morning? Mindy, I ask you, this has
59.
A local edge. So,
I'm going to be
60
in 12 months.
In 12 months.
So it's the same deal. See what you corrected me, John? 70 in 18 months.
I'm going to be 50 in 18 months, so I'm going to start saying that.
Mindy, the way I leave my mark on this place, so I'm back here for the third podcast.
But Rusty,
but yes,
maybe what you're saying only applies to slightly older people. I don't know if my daughter, she's 25,
I just, that could be true. I just messaged Ali, actually, by the way.
I know she did. Thank you.
Great. She's got the job of the lifetime. I was with DEP as a senior environmental engineer for 4 years when I joined PennDOT, when I joined the state 10
she's
years ago.
She's doing good there, huh?
Oh, my gosh. Not only is she PADEP, but she's in clean water that I was in, and she's in the clean water, oil, and gas division. She'll be there until she retires. And if she's not, have her call me, and I'll straighten her out on that.
Chip off the old block, huh?
Absolutely.
Anyway, her generation,
well, you know,
do they watch TV? Do they care? They don't even know what radio is. They don't know
what... No. You know, I taught for 8 years at Wilkes and 8 years, at, you know, 8 years there in everything, aerospace engineering, rocket dynamics, propulsion systems engineering, journalism, public speaking. I taught for 8 years there part-time when I was doing the traffic. Do you know this is going back 10 years? My last year there was 2013, so 12 years ago. The students in my class didn't even know what FM or AM radio was. Wow. So, was that kind of like streaming? No, it's not even has anything to do with streaming.
What is it going to be like in 20 years?
Now, I can't answer this for television locally, but in radio, no one, this is research. You know research, it's 50-50. But it's a sounding board. In research radio, radio research, no one under the age of 70 listens to a conventional radio with the dials 70? And things on there.
You're gonna go to
boldgold.com or Citadel or Cumulus.com.
So you have a year and a half to before you
18 months. Yeah, but it's like, yeah. So I got 18 months before I tuned everybody out earlier. But it's like, you know, you fire me from a place that's like I tuned you out instantly. But under the age of 70, and you know, when you ask people and you see people, you know, people how old they're in their 70s, it's like, you know, it's the truth. They're the only ones that rush home to see David Muir at 6:30.
So how about this? Yesterday, speaking of my daughter,
she
this was Sunday. I don't know if you remember yesterday, the weather.
Yes.
And it was in the morning. She was going upstairs. I was going downstairs. She goes, "Oh, Dad, I didn't know it was going to snow in 10 minutes. And I go, "Aaliyah, there's just a passing snow shower today. It's going to be a nice afternoon."
She tuned into weather.com for the Weather Channel hour by hour.
My phone says it's going to snow in 10 minutes.
See?
And then it started snowing in 10 minutes.
Mindy, what did I say? Are my age group's right on the deal?
No, but it's incredible. My whole face turned white with I don't know what.
It's what they go by.
She doesn't care that her dad's on TV. She didn't ask me what the forecast was. She just said, "Oh, it's going to snow in 10
minutes." The master's degreed and higher person that has little less clout than a Weather Channel forecast, Joe. It's the way it is. It's just the way it is.
Luckily, I'm going to be 60 in a year and I can retire.
I think there's still, even though everything's changing and how people get their news and everything, we're still seeing a huge demand for local news here.
Yeah.
And I think it is part of, I think there's a big demand for local. I think people still want to know what's going on in their communities. Now, the question is how they're going to get it.
But, John, these are people in their 40s, 50s,
60s. But what about I think we're starting to see, if you look at the data that comes in on who's watching the news, who's, you know, watching the newscast.
They're all ages.
Can I say something, though?
There's a return to local news by the 30-somethings.
Let me say something, though. But I think it reinforces the fact a little more, and this is a compliment to you folks, that you folks are number one by a million points. I don't think the localized faction on the number 2, 3, and 4 stations would be as high, and I agree with you. But I think because you have been the news station, quote, end quote, since I was a kid, this is the template by which to go by. And I think that all ages will tune in here. Not so for the number 2, 3, or 4 stations in any market.
Is that because of us?
It is because of you.
it's only because of you.
We got to move
right.
on.
Joe, right. I can't believe Joe would say it's because of him.
We have to answer the question. Oh. So there's a lot less job people working here now than 30 years ago.
Are they really?
Yeah. So that's the answer to the question.
Absolutely.
In all of media.
In radio, traffic now, which I used to do for the 18 stations, which was Allentown, Philadelphia, Binghamton, New York, and this market, is now done by like a call center with cubicles that you get, you know, from your credit card companies where you hear the people in the background. Yeah. With like some 21-year-old girl going, like, there's this like a big truck that like flipped over on 81 and there's like people are like all over the place. And this is Kelly from KRZ Traffic. It's like they're not even... they're 1,000 miles away in St. Louis from a call center. So less jobs, you better believe it.
All right, we only have like 15 minutes left.
That's okay. Well,
yeah,
we
got to get you John's turn.
Let's see.
Oh, is
it
my turn? What about
clockwise?
Mindy?
Mindy's up next.
Did
then.
You already
oh, by the way.
Go ahead.
Did you ever do you like doing puzzles?
No. No.
Are you crazy?
I'd rather paint the house. You got to be kidding me. Doing puzzles?
What if
he does not seem like a personality that's going to do puzzles.
I was given to those guys. How do people
thanks,
do
John.
Puzzles?
But puzzles what? On my list of a million things is 1,000,007. Oh, you got to be puzzles?
What if it's a bird puzzle?
No. What are you? Mindy. Mindy, you had my attention up until this point.
Know,
seriously.
You lost
my
Mindy.
My focus
on
is on Meyer.
She texted me on her vacation. She was doing a bird puzzle.
You're kidding me. Or as they say in this, as all the seniors in there say, I love John Myers because
yes.
They pluralize.
Always with
an S.
And
I'm everything. Screaming at the television. It's going, this is Northeast Pennsylvania. It's Meyer. It's John Meyer. I love John Myers.
Everyone puts it
everybody.
As. But we also go shopping at Walmarts. We stop yeah. for gas at Sheetz's.
The Sheetz's.
Aldi's.
Mindy's question. Finally,
okay,
gets to
so
shut
this,
up.
This question is sort of a moral dilemma. What would you do in
ooh,
this situation? This is from Mark. If you were invited to a party at someone's house by someone not having the party, but they say the host is okay with it, do you accept the invitation?
Well, how did I get to the party? One of my friends told me it's okay
yeah,
to go.
Yeah, one of your friends said, oh, the host is okay if you come. Just come to the party.
Oh.
So but you didn't get invited by the host.
Let's have him answer last.
Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Boy, Mindy, he knew I
her,
was, Mindy, he knew I was
question.
Going for this.
It's her
okay,
question.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
It really depends on who the host is, how well I know them.
You've
or,
been there before, haven't
but
you?
But I have crashed parties
I know,
before, honestly.
Crash party.
Yeah, like, so it depends. If I don't like them, I will crash just to be annoying. Or
wow.
If I do like them and they know me well enough, they won't care if I'm
I
there.
I can honestly say that doesn't bother me at all. I would have no problem doing that.
Yeah.
How about you, John?
I would hesitate a little bit based on who I know, but I have to tell a story about this. Last
uh-oh.
Parade day in Scranton, Mindy was going out for parade day.
Oh,
she
right.
said to me, you're welcome to come to my friend Donna's, bring the kids and stuff like that. And we almost went, except that day was so miserable.
So that
weather-wise.
Was the situation you were in. But
it
it's different
situation.
Because you're a local TV personality.
Well, that is a
what
good
if
point.
You were just some random
you
that's
a you good wouldn't point. Really they, need a personal invitation.
Because
guy.
Everyone
yeah.
knows
yeah.
us.
Everyone knows
I guess.
Us, so
yeah.
we're already their friends.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
we're a little
yeah.
different.
Yeah.
yeah.
yeah. But you were welcome at that party.
Thank you.
I've done this. I go to nothing. I go to nothing.
What do you mean?
I didn't even go to Barbara's daughter's wedding because I was working on Saturday night at Skytop. I swear. I go to nothing.
Why don't you go to
nothing?
Why?
Parties? Because I don't want to talk about anything. This is
wait.
We,
because
I
hate formal parties.
I
too.
Hate. I have don't go to anything.
Are we the same person?
We are the same person. You know?
Oh, no.
And someday
not
you'll be
one.
70 years of age in 18 months. Remember that. But I have done this just on occasion. It's like I see nothing wrong with that. I go to nothing just a couple of times. If. I just kind of what Mindy says. If I know the people, or and again, they're going to know me much like you folks. Well, Rusty
yes.
Finder's coming to the party. That's pretty cool. He did yeah. the weather. You know, as Rudy says, he did the weather on KRZ for that was the traffic.
So, yeah, there's a link.
Was
a, there's
so there's a.
To
but I
went.
I'm with Mindy on that deal. I've gone to a couple of things, but I don't normally go to parties with big gatherings.
It's yeah. funny you say about he did the weather because I'll get sometimes. Don't you do the weather?
Isn't that
on the
funny?
News?
Isn't that well? They think the traffic because there was no
it's
traffic.
All the same
you
thing.
Know, until we started traffic in 1988 in this area. There were no regularly scheduled traffic reports. Radio would say, hey, there's a big crash on 81. Just want to let you know. Let's go back to the Barry Manilow marathon here. But it's like we started formal traffic. And so they equate me with, oh, you did traffic forever? And I say, yes, I did. That's all I do. You don't correct the listener,
you don't,
John.
You don't correct
the listener.
Let's go with it.
John,
yeah,
pick
John.
A question, right. big guy.
In fact, Joe, I think there was one party that I went to with you where I wasn't invited, but you knew the host. If I remember correctly,
yeah. Oh,
I won't say any names,
right.
but I don't think I was invited.
I don't see anything
before.
Wrong with that, to be
no,
honest with you.
All right, Joe, this is a weather question. When it's this cold outside,
okay.
why can't we see our breath?
Hmm. Ooh, so this ties into contrails. Mm-hmm. You know, if you go mm-hmm. up
chemtrails?
What comes out of a plane's exhaust is a lot of water vapor. Sometimes you'll see a jet at 30,000 feet and it has no vapor behind it at all, right? Other
right.
days, you'll see it and there's a long trail of vapor behind it called the contrail. So the reason is if it's very, very, very dry air, as soon as your moisture comes out of your mouth or a jet, it immediately evaporates. There's no room for that moisture to condense, so it just dissipates. So if you have very, very, very cold, dry air, you won't see your breath. But if you have very cold air and there's a little moisture in it, it'll condense and it'll stick around for a while in a moist environment. Planes do the same thing. Jets, sometimes you see the contrail, sometimes you don't. It depends on how dry the air is. And by the way, the chemtrail people think that sometimes you see the trail behind the jet, sometimes you don't. It's because they're spraying chemicals on us, and it's a mind-control zombie world, which is not true, but it's ignorance.
I agree with that 100%. Yeah. Another conspiracy theory, Lord.
Conspiracy theories. Gosh.
So this came in the morning that we hit the coldest in 10 years.
Yeah. Oh.
So they probably weren't seeing your breath.
Just wondering why.
Right, that would have been a really dry morning.
1% humidity probably, because it was so dark.
Because that was so dry, yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think about the whole chemtrail thing?
I think it's ridiculous.
These people are devout believers in it.
There's like two conspiracies, like the JFK, and that's going to be hopefully resolved soon. Yes. I don't even know what the other one is. It's like all these conspiracy theories.
What about the COVID vaccine? Yeah, microchips. They're controlling us.
John has this look on his face like, why are you bringing this up?
Where we're going.
We just saw on Sunday about all this coming out that now they've actually admitted after 4 years of denying, and they wonder why they don't tell that it came from a lab in China.
China.
It definitely did not come from that. And they said, well, yeah, we think it did. Why lie about it?
That's always open to the possibility. I'm talking about the microchip in the vaccine to control us.
No, I don't know about that.
But there's a microchip in your neck.
There's a microchip in my neck.
See, I never had a shot. I never had the COVID shot. I never had any shots since I was vaccinated on my arm in like third grade and I had to go to school. I don't believe in any shots because I really get sick. I don't have flu shots, shingle shots. And I certainly did not. My wife, Barbara, had...
superior, your immune system?
I am. And I'll be even more superior in 70 years of age.
In 18 months.
Question.
Barbara had four shots being in the dental industry. She had COVID four times.
I never had a shot. It's crazy, isn't it?
A coincidence, but I mean, think about it.
That's called an anecdote.
It is.
Here we go, big guy. All right. Whoa.
Is this long?
Holy cow.
Kerry Washington.
It's a paragraph.
So this is about Kerry.
Kerry Kearns.
I'm not reading that one.
That's not too long.
We have a policy.
Don't date us, Joe.
He certainly does.
Well, we have a policy. Keep it short. Maybe you can read through that. My son thinks it's hilarious when he coughs and I ask if he has a frog in his throat. Where did that saying come from? Did someone at some point actually have a frog in their throat?
That's actually a pretty good folklore. I should say this for a wham cam. I got a wham cam for you,
Whoa. Why doesn't one of us, while the next question is being done, search this? That could be a wham.
That's a real good
of
wham cam.
Of all animals, why would you say there's a frog?
Yeah, because maybe because it sounds like it. Maybe because it sounds like it.
Speaking of, so you don't get sick.
If I get sick, it's like once a year. Here's a wham cam for you.
Have you ever had intestinal distress?
No. No.
Wow.
No,
that's diarrhea. Amazing.
I have an occasional sore throat. Sometimes I get ill, but with my high metabolism, I don't think there's any question about that.
I
work it out real fast. What's the warmest planet?
Venus, if you want to go by that.
Venus? Wow. Not Mercury?
Mercury has no atmosphere. There's nothing there to contain the heat.
Right here.
Here it is. Here it is. Sean, look it up. You're going to read this. Here you go, because you have the best voice here.
He does.
Here we go. The idiom, frog in your throat, likely comes from a combination of superstition and a medieval medical practice. It's used to describe a dry throat and difficulty speaking, such as when someone has a cold, sinus infection, or laryngitis.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain why.
No, it doesn't.
Next paragraph.
In the Middle Ages, people believed that swallowing a tadpole... this is like the contrails. Swallowing a tadpole could cause a frog to grow inside your body. This would make the person hoarse when the frog tried to jump out of their mouths.
This is good.
If you swallow a tadpole.
Can we say this today? Because...
Joe is right about Venus. That's incredible. No one would know that. Because,
why would you swallow a tadpole? What was the reason there?
Because it would cause a frog.
So it's because maybe the water, like you accidentally swallowed a tadpole?
Sounds that way.
Yes.
And then if,
yes. Thanks, Sean.
Which actually is interesting. Assuming there were no acids in your gastrointestinal tract, if you swallowed a tadpole and it didn't mature into a frog in your belly, that would be awesome, in your gut.
Yeah,
be I don't like know if awesome's the word.
No, it'd be like that movie where the thing grew.
Don't you aliens? Think frog in the throat though? It's like the enemy of broadcasters. When you get that,
oh, it is. Oh, it is. Well, you can't get rid of it,
and you're in the middle of something.
Well, because you have to really go.
Well, this morning we were on the air, and I had to clear a cough, and I was doing a segment 2 minutes live with no interruption. I just had to do
Can you imagine?
Just
and the audio person doesn't know to kill your mic for that. That's the problem of doing that.
Well, and now
we
speaking of fewer people, there's automated audio. So,
How well I know from the hub. So it's like even we had when I was at Fox News, when I left PennDOT 3 years ago to do Fox News, satellite engineering. We had the cameras as well and positioned themselves. There's no one at the switcher for technical directing. Every camera shot is already programmed.
Oh,
There's nothing you can do on the air.
There's no spontaneity.
It's technology. It goes back to our first question.
Well,
the
there's
technology.
A theory that you're a time-traveling AI wizard sent here from the future.
I'm back from the wild, wild west.
That's
true. Yeah. I just want to say, though, that was incredible about Venus because nobody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
But, you know, when you did the planets as a kid, you memorized them. Mary's violet eyes made Johnny sit up nights permanently. Mars, Venus, or but Joe is right. 9 out of 10 people, probably 10 out of people, would say Mercury being close to the sun. Joe, you're absolutely right.
Because they don't have an atmosphere.
It's 900 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's exactly
on Venus.
Because of the atmosphere is so heavy, it's equivalent to 3,500 feet below the ocean pressing on you. So that envelope that never dissipates from all that sulfur dioxide and methane on Venus, and it keeps the temperature down to 864 degrees in sunlight on Venus.
The pressure there is like 10,000 millibars here on Earth, 1,000 millibars.
Exactly. 1,000 more, probably more
John,
than 10,000.
John, they're starting to talk science.
An amazing
CO2
atmosphere, too, which traps in the heat
that's
and leads to the greenhouse.
Exactly. Joe, I'm very impressed, Joe.
My head's starting to spin. Oh, I'm sorry.
Mindy, it's your turn.
Nice to see you. Okay.
Your turn.
This is an easy one. Emeril Lagasse is famous for BAM. Milo is famous for Wham. Which came first, the Bam or the Wham?
Whoa! So this is a great one because...
That's local. That's local.
Emeril Lagasse was very popular in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. And he would always go, Bam! 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 And I think, but I'm not sure, I stole his idea when I thought, I'll go out on the streets, I'll ask people questions, and we'll call it Bam Cam. And it was It was originally called in 1999 Bam Cam.
Oh, I don't remember.
I don't know
that.
If I consciously took it from him or it just was in my mind.
Right.
But then 9/11 happened, and management here after that said, "We better not call this Bam Cam. It sounds too
explosive, right? Explosive."
They made me change the name to Wham Cam.
Now there is a piece of local trivia. I did
really
not
really
I don't remember
go
Bam Cam.
And you think maybe in your head was him doing Bam.
Sean maybe can do a search. When was
about
Emeril, I think
that.
He was when he did Bam.
So
late 90s.
So 9/11 was 2001. So it was around
Bam.
Around
it only
you
existed
changed.
For a year or
is
so.
Is that right?
It existed for less the amount of time than between now and you turning 70.
18 months. It's incredible, Joe. It's the blink
so
of an eye.
Bam Cam for only about
Bam
a year before
Cam.
It went to Wham Cam because
I'm
of 9/11.
I'm a faithful follower of this station. I do not remember Bam Cam. Wow.
93.
So yeah, he in the 90s, and I took his
How
idea.
About that.
Wow, that really dug in.
Yeah, that really. Yeah. That was actually a great
I feel like that
question.
Was almost too
Wait
deep.
Wait a minute. Yeah. You never got your second question.
John, you didn't read one yet.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't. Go ahead, John. I'll do one there. Wrap it. Go ahead.
All right.
You're going to have to do two. I hate to say that.
I'll have to do two.
He's going to have to do
two. What is something that got... This could be...
I'm glad John got this one.
I know.
What is something that guys do that girls will never understand? And what is something that girls do that guys will never understand?
I feel like Joe's
Travis,
the expert.
Former NEPA
Travis.
Resident. Oh. Travis is a frequent flyer here.
Oh. Okay, so besides all the obvious things.
There's a lot of obvious.
This is one I hit on just yesterday with my wife. We're going on a cruise. It's a rock and roll cruise. I'm going for the concerts.
That's your problem.
I'm not a cruise guy. I don't drink. I don't gamble. I don't even like to eat.
See that? I don't drink, smoke,
but
gamble.
But my wife then said this to me. Oh, what dinner slot do you want to pick? I said, honey, I don't want to do any of those formal fancy dinners. I said, we'll just go to one of those like burger places on the ship and we'll eat quick 10 minutes. Oh, no.
Oh, no, you got to pick a dining
at least
hour,
once,
right?
Yeah. I want you to go to a formal dress up and go eat. I said, why? I think women like to dress up and go out, and guys hate to dress up and go out. Do you think that is the division? Do you actually enjoy dressing up and going out?
When I feel like it. I dress up so much for work.
That's
that
right.
A lot of
I was just
going
to say that when you dress up as your profession, right. You kind of wait to get in jean sneakers and yes. white socks. It's yes. like, you know, seriously.
But who would you rather, chicken fingers and French fries, or are there people who'd rather say, I'd rather dress up and go to an expensive fancy
Barbara
meal?
Barbara was just on a cruise last year. It's a whole new cruise since I went 32 years ago. Yeah. She said it's a whole new deal. Roots Chris is on board, McDonald's, Applebee's, TGI Fridays. I would be with Joe at TGI Fridays or at McDonald's getting my four spicy chickens plain or my McRib. But you have to – I had to take a tux on the
– I'm not doing
32
that.
Years
I'm not
ago.
Doing
I had to take a tux to sit at the
dinner. I am not
but
doing
but Joe,
that.
Back then in 93, we had – we were assigned from 6.06 p.m. to 7.06. You can go to eat now formally anytime you want. Barbara said
Thank
it's
God.
A whole
Thank
new
God.
Deal now with cruising. I you said I what? Still won't go, but it's a whole
it's,
new
I
deal.
I think it's – yes. You're right, though.
If I am right.
If I have to sit for 2 hours in a – fancy outfit.
Oh,
fancy food.
Could you imagine?
I'm jumping off the ship.
Well, Joe. Yep. If I could swim, I'd be in Havana.
I think at least one night you're going to be thinking about jumping because
no,
you're going
to
that dinner.
But Joe, you have to go along for the ride. You got to do the deal on that deal.
Yeah. I think that's a male-female difference. But
it could be because I do like having a nice dinner.
Many women do. What's another one? Do you have a politically correct one? Not politically correct, but at least G-rated
one? Probably with the dressing. It's like probably just not going out.
Let's give him the other one we had the other day. Most women love get their nails done, get their pedicure.
So do I.
Get a massage.
So do I.
Yes.
So do I.
Yes.
I get a manicure. I get a pedicure. I get my
Good
eyebrows tweezed, shaved, and waxed. Cool steam. I get
Mindy,
absolutely.
He's on your side.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I so
wonderful. Joe and I don't.
We hate
oh, don't
that.
You really?
No.
And John, in 18 months when I'm 70, I'll still be doing it.
You'll still
so
be doing
like,
it.
I'll still be doing it. I've been doing this since.
I can't believe he likes
that's
this.
The truth. I've been doing that probably for 40 years. Manicure,
nice.
Pedicure, Alexander's, Scranton.
Let me see your nails.
Don't they look nice?
I usually get a clear coat, which my mother used to worry about when I got a clear coat on them.
Why?
But it's like, because I don't want them chipped.
It helps, it helps keep your
Mindy,
nails strong.
Look how
Mindy,
I am. I
Mindy
my nails.
We girls can relate
we
to this, Mindy. We
things.
Understand this. We're these guys who are probably not even Manscaped are going to try and tell us the proper way to do things. John, Joe, sit this one out,
you
pal.
You like massages?
No, I don't want anybody touching me unless they
need
it.
Okay,
so
we agree on
that.
Yeah.
Unless you mean business, I don't want you touching me. Like I'm keeping it clean.
No, you're right.
No,
though.
I do not. I had a I don't think I've ever had a massage.
Most
no.
guys would
but a
want
pedicure,
a massage.
I don't have any interest
no,
in that.
Pedicure, manicure,
a massage
cool
feels
steam.
So good.
Find
no.
me a, oh. find me a woman
so
who says.
Tense.
Yes.
Mindy. Oh, no.
Find me a woman who says, I don't like massages. They don't exist.
Is that right?
They don't exist.
Massages.
I love massages.
Yeah,
if I could get one like once a week, I would.
See, Barbara goes, when she goes to Florida with her sister, she gets the hot. Rocks.
The hot rocks, that feels
no,
so good.
No, I never
good.
Heard about it. She gets the hot wax, and
oh,
then the
yes.
hot, no, I never heard of the hot rocks. She said,
oh, yeah.
that is incredible.
On your back.
This
yeah.
sounds like torture. This
I
sounds
never
like pain
heard
and
of
agony.
This. Joe, just sit this out. This is in between we women. But it's like, Minnie, it's the greatest
Shut
feeling
up and
in
the last
God.
Question.
All right.
This,
all right.
Is,
last
this
right.
ends the show.
Okay, this is, I'm going down.
You're
going
to end the show.
I'm going to end the show.
I'll even let you do a best of three if it's okay.
Best of, okay.
Okay,
here we go.
Decide.
All right, folks.
You don't normally let us do a best of
He's
three.
He's a special guest.
I am a special guest. Okay. Joe, meteorology. Is it meteorology possible for northeastern Pennsylvania to experience an EF3 or higher tornado?
Oh, yes, of course.
We've had them.
Yeah.
We had one at the flower tent, didn't we? That was an EF. Was that an EF3? Mundy Street. That survived
the
flower.
Was a three.
Took out.
It was a two.
Well, was it a two?
I think so.
I'm not sure.
Sure.
Took out. Took out Panera Bread. That's correct.
Yes, that was a big one.
That was a big one.
Was Lake Cary? That was a strong.
Oh, that was
another one.
That
yeah.
was.
So,
that had to be an EF3 at Lake Cary. That decimated that shoreline.
Yeah, so they are possible. We can get. Yeah.
Rare.
Any.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rare, but anything is possible, especially
because of the mountains.
You have to do one. No, that's a myth.
That is a myth, right?
Especially in a warming world with more potential energy.
What about the roundabouts? How does that affect?
It does cause vorticity, as we say.
Yes, exactly. Okay.
Best
Joe,
of three.
It's a Joe deal.
Maybe you should put it back.
Oh, wait a minute.
Best of
Joe,
three.
Leave poor Mindy alone and let her do her puzzles. How about that?
Yes! Thank
was
you.
Was that incredible?
Thank you.
That's coincidental timing.
We get lots of coincidences.
Okay, Joe, you're a Godzilla fan, much like me. And it was
Are
just
you
on
Me
TV. Yeah, King Kong versus Godzilla, yeah. I saw it at the American Theater in Pittston. So perhaps you'll convince, we will convince you to develop. Your interest in puzzles.
Another
yes!
Was this a plant, yes. Mindy? This
no,
is a
puzzle.
I'm trying to think if there is any way I would be interested. Even if someone gave me $10 for every connected piece,
I would pass.
And I'm not a wealthy man.
A big picture of the water vapor loop, and you could put it together. That'd be so exciting.
Rusty, how do you explain like what we feel when we're just stuck in a certain doing mindless activities?
I feel like I have to leap out of my ribs and do something, even if it's just vacuum the foyer. I have to because I can't sit there.
Thank you.
This is almost scary.
This is unrehearsed, John. I feel my toenails growing as I'm trying to
manicure toenails.
Is there anything needs to be? Can I clean the front windows? You know, it's 8 below out.
Can I
spray the window? Can I have it freeze on the storm
clean
door?
The toilets.
Anything.
Clean.
Oh, I love cleaning the toilets.
I did not plan this.
I love it. I am an under the rim guy. I put my hands down there. I love it.
I
even clean the tank. I put the chemical in the tank to clean the tank. You've never had a podcast like this.
We're not doing puzzles. We're going to end this.
No,
we're going to end this.
You're not Manscaped either. You're not Manscaped.
Stop it. I'm going to end this with one question. It just came in. Rusty Fender, how old is he?
I'll be 70 in 18 months. What a wrap up. Guys, it's so great to see you. Joe, thank you for the invitation. Had a wonderful time. Waited all week for this. Thank you so much. Keep going.
We'll see
you in the morning. I'm usually gone. Barbara watches you from 4:30 on. Loyal listener. She retired from dentistry last year. She watches you. I'm usually gone by then, but you're always in my thoughts.
Awesome.
And
thanks,
thank
buddy.
You all.
We had a good time. Good to have you. Thank you all.
Curiosity. What are you so curious about? Everything. Mr. Curiosity.